Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So I'm straight out of my morning meditation and my quiet time. And as I sat in silence this morning, I came up with this saying in my spirit. It was just obviously a collection of words, and I wanted to share with you guys what came up in my spirit this morning. So, something just said to me, I have to choose who I allow to tap into my light. And I was instantly inspired to share this with you because I wanted to say to you, you have to choose who you allow to tap into your light. And let's be clear, I'm not always inspired to share, but as change from one year to the next is upon us, I know that many of you, just as I am, we're coming into a strong season of change and abundance. And awesome things will begin to come together that you've been working so hard on to lay the foundation for. Things that have required you to be shooting in the gym at 2 or 3 in the morning when no one else was around, when nothing but silence was in the air. Because you were developing your natural talents. You were listening to your heart and you were getting your light charged up for infinite possibility to shine. No one else was there with you, but these are the things that you were working on. Now, once you get to a place where your light is charged up and ready to shine, it doesn't need to be recharged. It just means that you've now connected with something inside of yourself to where you're stronger. Your talents will come forth because you know how to access them. You're just in a different place where your strength is knowing yourself and accessing all parts of yourself. So you don't have to worry about that light that you've now spent all this time developing just disappearing and going away. No, this is natural. This is something that was in you. You just had to take the time to nurture it, develop it, and eventually know how to tap into it. But when your light shines, others will notice. Trust me, they will. And they'll be attracted to your light. And if they get even the slightest hint that you're involved with something that may benefit them, or that they may benefit from by being aligned with you, then they'll try. They'll try everything that they can think of to be aligned with you. And that's okay. What I want to share with you today is that in most instances, you don't owe anyone anything. Let's let that sit there for a second. You don't owe anyone anything. So as we head into this new year, I know I've asked you all to send me your 20-second audio clips about what you learned about yourself this year, because as we continue to do the work to grow into the best versions of ourselves, learning will naturally happen. And in this case, we're just taking inventory of it, what we've learned, and we're sharing it with each other to help make one another better. That's what we do around here. When we're deciding if we need to make a switch, pivot, or quit, we are accessing everything that we can to be the best equipped that we can be to make the decisions that we need to make and to lead the life we need to lead. So today I realized that one thing that I've learned about myself is that I'm a helper. I'm a giver of myself, and I like to problem solve. Now with that, I've also learned that I don't have to be there for everyone. I can show up for those whose energy I connect with, for those who I feel a genuine vibe from, for those that truly need me and are not just attracted to my light. We are a culture of takers. I understand that. And let's just be clear on that. We are a culture of takers. But you can control what and how you want to allow others to access what you possess. And the more that you develop your personal arsenal of talents and strengths, the more that your light will illuminate. You may not even notice how bright you're shining because you're just too busy beaming in your own lane. But because this type of light can't be manufactured, it can't be duplicated, I need you to recognize the beauty and the power in it and be selective with whom you share it with. That's all I wanted to share with you today. Thank you for spending time with me on this beautiful Sunday. Thank you, as always, for supporting and sharing these 7-Minute Sundays and just the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast as a whole. Our growth has been tremendous, and it is absolutely thanks to you, because I know that you guys are out there sharing on your Instagram stories and in your Facebook communities, and I see you and I appreciate it. And I just look forward to all the amazing things that are happening for us as a whole, because we're all on this journey together. I look forward to all of the amazing things that are happening for us, to us, and around us in the next awesome and amazing year to come. So you have a fantastic week this week. And as always, keep killing it.